You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You have an investing style. TD Ameritrade has a mobile app to match it. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and Think or Swim Mobile to find the one that's right for you. Member SIPC.
The most interesting thing in tech is the interesting confluence of two very different stories about the government and the tech industry on issues involving security. So the first one is Apple and the FBI, part two. We all remember the story from San Bernardino, where the FBI insisted that Apple decrypt terror shooter's iPhone. Apple refused. It led to a cataclysmic clash. Well, we now have the same situation again. An angry young man, Air Force Base, killed three fellow sailors in Pensacola, Florida last month. Afterwards, hit two iPhones. He shot one of them, but the FBI was able to reconstruct them. Now the FBI has come to Apple and said, you've given us all the information that you have readily available, thank you, but you need to build a way to decrypt these phones to get us more information. You need a way to figure out how to unlock these phones in a way that we have not been able to do. As the FBI, with all the resources at our disposal, we have not been able to get into these phones. Apple, you need to build a way, engineer a way to get into them. Apple has said, no way. We comply with subpoenas, we comply with the law, but if you build a back door onto phones, you can't build a back door just so the good guys have access. So we have pretty much the same fight we had in the San Bernardino case. There are really three positions. There's the Apple position in most of the tech industry, which is if you build any kind of back door, the bad guys will get access. So it's a huge risk and we're not going to do it. In fact, we are going to engineer our products as much as possible so that there's no way anyone in the future could even build such a backdoor. Second position is the FBI's position, which is, come on, just do it. We're the federal government. The third position, which is one we've written about at Wired, which is, well, maybe there is a smart way to do this. Maybe there's a compromise where you could build a backdoor that only the federal government with a lawful subpoena could get into. But we're stuck in the same morass and debate. Meanwhile, there's a new story today about something very different and about the tech industry and the government acting very differently. So the NSA discovered a security flaw in Microsoft Windows. And usually what the NSA would do is they would hoard that flaw and then use it for cyber espionage or cyber attacks or whatever it is they need to do, whatever the NSA is doing. But there's a really bad thing that happened a couple years ago, which is that they had figured out a security flaw in Microsoft, and it leaked out, and then bad guy hackers used it to do all kinds of horrible things, like create the WannaCry virus. And this time, the NSA took a different approach. They discovered the flaw, and then they called Microsoft. And they said, we found this flaw. Fix it. Meanwhile, they could get to work patching all the government computers running Microsoft software that were vulnerable. It was a new philosophy for the NSA, a new way of the NSA and Microsoft to work together, and an example of really talented government hackers actually solving a problem for the tech industry and making U.S. computers less vulnerable. So 2 days, Monday, Apple and the FBI going to war again. Tuesday, Microsoft and the NSA breaking bread. That's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.